Dr. Ronnie Jackson, I will help Trump enact America First agenda, unlike lobbyist opponent. By Sean Moran on July 11, 2020. Dr. Ronnie Jackson told Breitbart News Saturday that, unlike his primary opponent and lobbyist, Josh Weingartner, he would help President Donald Trump enact his America First legislative agenda. Jackson, who is the president's personal physician, hopes to replace Representative Mac Thornberry, RTX, the House Armed Services Committee ranking member. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted that Texas's 13th congressional district is one of the most conservative districts in the country. Jackson contended that Trump needs more representatives in Congress who will help him enact his America First platform as never Trump Republicans and Democrats continue to obstruct his legislative agenda. He told Breitbart News Saturday, "We heard all along about the deep state, and I didn't really know exactly what that meant, but we've all figured that out since that time. And I've lived through that process. The president knows when he came into office that he was going to be butting heads with the far left, the Democrats, and the liberal press, but I think what he didn't know and what most don't know is that he was going to have a cadre of so-called Republicans that were nothing more than Renos and never Trumpers. They were going to be stabbing him in the back and try to undermine everything he did the day he came into office. He's been fighting that battle since day one. He has got to have some good, solid Republicans that are going to get him there and have his back to get stuff done. I'm that guy. He knows it. He has a lot of trust and confidence in me. He knows that I'm going to be there side by side with him every day because I believe in him. And I believe in his Keep America Great and Make America Great agenda. He's not going to have a bigger supporter than Ronnie Jackson," he added. President Trump endorsed Jackson for his congressional bid. Jackson said that by working with the president as his personal physician and then a senior advisor, he developed a deep personal connection with Trump. "My office in the White House is directly below his bedroom. So every morning when he pops down the elevator, I am one of the first people he sees in the morning and one of the people he sees when he goes back up," Jackson said. "I was his personal physician for him and his family for the first year and a half. And I spent the last year and a half as an assistant to the president, one of his senior advisors, so I spent the full 3 years working side by side with him every single day," he added. Jackson said that he would have tremendous influence in the White House, unlike his primary opponent, Josh Weingartner, who was a lobbyist. Jackson said he would bring a lot of influence and authority that they otherwise would not have with a lobbyist. Boyle then noted while many establishment media outlets and leftist politicians have called into question Trump's cognitive abilities, they have ignored Biden's potential cognitive decline. Jackson said he led the president's cognitive test and that the president remains in great mental shape, compared to Biden, who has concerning signs of cognitive decline. He said, "I did the president's physical exam. I planned the physical from head to toe and multiple consultants at Walter Reed helping me out with this. It was not an individual effort on my part. There's probably a dozen doctors on this, and I quarterbacked the whole thing. But the reality is that no one had ever done any cognitive test on a president, on a sitting president, or anyone that had been running for president or that I am aware of. There was absolutely positive zero indication to give to the president, and I made that clear when I briefed to the press," he added. Jackson said, "Trump has a better memory than I do, I mean he really does. He can remember names and relationships and associations way back than I can." In contrast, Jackson said Biden always made gaffes, but these aren't gaffes anymore. This is something more. This is something where he gets into the middle of a sentence, and then he's in the middle of a thought, and then he blanks out, then can't remember what the topic is or what he's talking about. We all have those moments where we all have a hiccup, but we pick it up and move on, but he cannot get back on track, and then he just moves on." He continued, "But as a concerned citizen and as someone who is a physician and who is a physician in the White House, who knows what burdens, mentally and physically, are in that office, I can tell you, first and foremost, I am not commutable with Joe Biden being my commander-in-chief and head of state. I don't think he has the cognitive prowess to do it." Follow Dr. Ronnie Jackson's congressional campaign at Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.